John chapter 16, verse 33, just one verse. Now, Jesus told us and he warned us what would take place in the last days, what we would see happening on the landscape, the prophecy right before he returns.
All right.
Jesus told in St. John 16 and 33, he said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace."
Yeah.
In me. I'm going to tell you something. There's no peace in anything in this world and nobody in this world.
Exactly.
Nothing. There's no peace in it except Jesus. Amen. The only place you'll find peace and rest for your soul is in Jesus. Let me read it one more time.
Amen.
"These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Now listen. "In the world ye shall have tribulation." That's trouble.
Uh-huh.
You'll have troubles in this life. "But be of good cheer." Take heart. Be of good cheer. "For I have overcome the world." You may be seated. How many knows that if the Lord overcame the world and overcame all the evil, and if he lives in our heart, how many knows that we can overcome?
Yes.
Praise God forever. There's peace in the Lord in
yes,
this
there
last
is.
Day. I like to, God helps me today, I would like to teach, I don't think I'll preach this, I'd like to teach on the peace of God. The peace of God is missing in a lot of homes and a lot of lives. Millions across this world, Brother Tom, don't have peace. They're restless. They're restless.
Yes.
What is the peace of God? I looked it up. It is a deep settled, tranquil rest, a calmness and an ease down in your soul that comes from God and his spirit inside.
Amen.
It's the comforter. It is the Holy Ghost. Peace is an unshakable and serene confidence. I got confidence in God.
Yes.
It's a deep assurance that everything is all right because you're in the hands of God in whom you've put your whole life and trust.
All right.
Peace is the feeling that everything is going to be all right. No matter what I face, no matter what comes my way, I've got the Lord on my side, Brother Charlie, and I don't have to worry and I don't have to fear. If I've got Jesus, I got the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Everybody knows he still is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Now, I want to paint a picture before I start. We've all got an enemy. How many knows who it is?
Yeah.
The devil.
The devil.
Satan. I want to tell you today, he wants your mind. Stay with me for a while.
Uh-huh.
Satan wants your mind.
Amen.
To torment it, to worry it, to trouble it. He does not want you to have peace.
Come on now.
Woo! Lord God. I want to paint a picture of the closing moments of time. Right before the Lord returns to get his church and take us home. If I paint you a picture of what we're fighting and up against, then you will understand where all these last day pressures, where they're coming from.
All right.
You have to put your finger on it. You've got to realize what the enemy's doing. Yes, you do. Knowledge is power. You can't fight the devil unless you know his cunning devices and things that he brings. You need to know the areas that he comes in. We've got to understand what we're wrestling against mentally and spiritually.
Right.
Did you know some people have afflictions in their body? And they fight through sickness and pain. But can I tell you, in this day and this time we're living in, the battles of the mind are even more harder than the physical problems we've got. People are tortured in their mind. They have no rest. They can't sleep. There's no peace in them.
No peace.
What is causing this? Woo! Spiritually and mentally, people are wrestling. We live in an earthly body in a tangible world that we can see, we can reach out and feel, we can handle, and we can touch. But can I tell us all here today, there is an unseen spiritual realm. And there is a world all around us, a spiritual world. From this spirit world, there is a pulling force. That's what you're feeling pulling at you. That's what you're feeling being injected into your mind. Our God made and created this world in the beginning. Brother Tommy made it all good.
Yeah.
Peace and tranquility filled the earth.
Right.
But when man sinned, Satan became the god of this present evil world.
Right.
When you walk outside those doors back there, you enter into a fallen world. Satan's kingdom of spiritual darkness is filled with demonic spirits, and it's charged with the forces of evil. You can feel the very vibes of hell in our society. People are losing it. People are falling apart, and they're giving up on life. There's no true love, no goodness, no lasting peace in Satan's realm. Nothing but trouble, turmoil, and a feeling of hopelessness. What do you think makes people turn to the bottle and to the drugs,
right,
and all these things of the world of entertainment? They're trying to find peace, but they'll never find it until they come and make Jesus Lord of their life. Hey, raise your little hand. He is still Lord of all creation. He's my King. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my keeper.
Yeah.
He's my peace. He's my hope.
Oh.
Hey, Lord. He's my hope right now, Alicia, in this life. Hey, Lord, I turned 70 in February, but I can tell you I've been saved for over 50 years. I've had my battles. I've had my ups and my downs. I've been knocked flat, but I'm telling you, I had a God spirit down on the inside of me. I've had the Holy Ghost. I had the Comforter. And I'm telling you, when I've been down, He reached right down to where I was, and He lifted me up. Who is it? Who is it? It's the Spirit of the living God. There is peace in Jesus.
Yes.
Alright.
Amen. Yes. How many's got Him in the house?
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want that peace, Lord. I want that deep down settled serenity, that peace that brings a rest for the soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hope on the inside.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to go somewhere today. How many knows we live in a troubled world?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
We live in a troubled society. It's an age of insecurity where nothing seems sure or lasting. It's so fleeting. Oh, the changes that we see. The changes, the many changes that we see. It's everywhere. Oh, God. People are so nervous. They're anxious about everything. I'm going to slow this down. People's got nervous problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
True.
They're anxious.
Anxious.
Holy God.
True.
People feel tense. You might not show it outwardly.
Come on now.
But there is people who feel so tense on the inside, just like this.
Right.
There's a reason. God don't want you to feel that way.
Amen.
They feel tense inside. They can't put their finger on it. But they feel stretched tight.
Come on.
They live their life in a strain.
Come on.
Heavenly Father, help me right now.
Come on.
They live their life in a strain. I'm talking about not the sinner, not the backslider, but I'm talking about a lot of God's people that are in a strain.
Yeah.
Afraid of this and afraid of that.
Right.
They worry about tomorrow. They worry about their frailties.
Yeah.
They worry about getting old. They worry about their family and their children. They worry about this ungodly government and the condition of our troubled society. They worry about what they're seeing happening and coming on the landscape. We hear bad news every day, and it's enough to depress every one of us. This uneasiness has filled homes all across America and our world, and its brooding fears. What was it Paul wrote Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:7? He said, "Timothy, my son," he said, "for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Did you know fear is a spirit?
Yes.
It'll lock you up. It'll bind you. It'll make you nervous. It'll make you worry about everything. It'll set you on edge. It'll make you so tight and so tense on the inside that you worry about the least thing. Oh, raise your hand and say, "God, help us in this last day. Help us in this hour, Lord." What is it? It's the powers, it's the principalities, and the powers of the air. You can't feel it tangibly, but it's around your mind every day. And these demon powers and these evil forces that make people do what they do, we're around society. You can feel it in the stores at Walmart. It's on the job. It's in the schools. No wonder our people are going off in the deep end and they're killing one another.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, but Jesus said, "Because of love, because iniquity shall abound." He said, "The love of many shall wax cold." And I tell you, there's only one true love, and that's Jesus. That's God. Hallelujah. And there's only one peace and one hope, and it's in Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord God.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
There's people uptight. They're bound.
It's true.
They're on edge. They're worried. And their fears are getting the best of them. Oh, God. There's a lot of people pulling back in a shell. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, come on.
Listen. The devil, your enemy, all he wants you to focus on is the bad.
That's it.
What's wrong.
Yeah.
And the things you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Things you hate.
Yeah.
Things that rub you wrong.
Yeah.
Things that irritate you. He can keep you focused on these things.
Thanks.
He can take the peace of God out of your heart.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there's a lot wrong. There's a lot wrong.
Yeah.
There's a lot bad.
Yes, sir.
I feel you right now, Lord. Let's raise our hand. Heavenly Father, Lord, I praise you.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy, 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 holy God. Sweet Spirit of God, you're real. You're real, Lord. You're real, Lord. You're wanting to help your people here today. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He'll rob you of peace if you let him.
Yes, he will.
John the Beloved, Brother John, the one that leaned over on Jesus' breast at the supper table, "Can you tell us anything?" He would say, "Yes, I can tell you." 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." When that genuine, perfect love comes on the inside of your heart, it casts out the fear. Praise be to the Lord.
All right.
He said, "Because fear hath torment."
Yeah.
Say it with me, torment.
Torment.
Fear has torment.
Yes.
"He that feareth is not made perfect in love." That word perfect there is not made complete yet in love. You're not in a complete place of total trust in God.
Trust.
It's not complete in you.
All right.
Oh, how many loves the Lord with all of your heart today?
Yes, hallelujah.
Woo! Have you made him your hope?
Come on.
Yes.
To know God in this hour is to love him.
Hope.
To love him is to serve him and to trust him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. You've got my life. Tell Jesus today, God, you've got my life. And you got my future in your hand. I am saved. I am saved. And I belong to you.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say the world don't own me? It don't control me, Brother Tom. The devil ain't got nothing attached to me. I gave him my life, a spirit, soul, mind, and body. And you tell the devil to get out of here. I rebuke you. I've been bought with a price. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been called out. I've been sanctified and set free. Hey, Lord, and I got the sweet Holy Ghost abiding on the inside. Get out, devil. Get out. I don't belong to you. Take your fear and get out.
Yeah. That's right.
Lord, have mercy. Say,
yes.
Tell him.
I'm going to kill him.
Kill him.
You say tell him or kill him?
Either one.
Praise God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is a spirit of fear in our world hovering over people.
Yeah.
And it's taken their peace of mind.
It's true. The blanket. Yeah.
Children, I know where I'm coming from.
I'm all now.
Because I'm a teacher and a preacher, I battle the same things you do.
Come on, Brother.
Paul battled it when he was here. He said, we know we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers.
Yeah.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. The rulers of the darkness of this world.
Yeah.
That's what we're wrestling against.
That's it.
You know what Paul said? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the flesh.
Right.
He said, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down. Pulling down the strongholds, casting down the imaginations, hallelujah, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yeah.
Right here is our trouble. Listen, if the devil can get this, are you hearing me today? If the devil can get in here and trouble you and bind you here, he can get down in your spirit.
That's exactly right.
Get right down in your heart. That is what he's after. He's after your heart. He wants to pollute and bring your soul down.
Come on,
God.
Man.
Oh, Lord, help us. Did you know what affects your mind will get down in your spirit and it'll take away the feeling of ease and calmness? And contentment, and it'll take away your blessed assurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
The hope you have.
Come on now.
He wants you tormented.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He sure does. He'd like to tell you and just put so many things in here and tell you you ain't even saved, or you wouldn't be thinking like what you're thinking, and you wouldn't be feeling like you're feeling.
Come on now.
Is that so, devil?
Come on. That's what it say.
I'm saved and I know down deep in my heart Jesus abides. I'm going to give you a remedy here just in a minute.
Hallelujah.
I want to give you, how many wants a remedy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. Thank you, Lord. These things are robbing people of their sleep.
Mm.
It's taking away the rest. Without God and His Spirit in your heart, you will live your life in misery.
Yes.
Come on.
Don't you think that it's time to fully trust the Lord? And let's not worry about tomorrow, because God holds my tomorrow in the palm of His hand.
Yes.
Amen.
Pray. Raise your hand. Just wave it to the Lord right here.
Lord, we praise
you. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank
you, Lord. He holds me. Alicia, he holds me in the palm of his hand. How big is his hand, Brother Tommy? He holds the whole world and the waters of the sea in the palm of his hand, Brother Tommy. Hallelujah. Jesus said, my Father that sent me is greater than I, and nobody can pluck you out of my hand, and they cannot get you out of God's hand either.
That's right.
Woo! I belong to him. I am his. Hallelujah. Glory. Can I tell everybody here today, this is the devil's end time game.
Yes, it is.
It's his aim. It's his final assault for your soul.
Come on.
He wants to torment your mind and rob you of God's peace.
Man.
This isn't just affecting the sinner, but many of God's own people are suffering the attacks of the enemy.
Yes.
And it's the forces of hell and the powers of darkness and evil in the air. This, dear child of God, is what you are feeling. What is it that sweeps over you when you get up in the morning to face your day?
Come on.
You roll out of the bed. Where does that feeling of dread and gloom come from? You get up in the morning. You feel it going down the highway. This thing hovers over you and it follows you when you go to bed of a night. It ain't nothing but a senseless agitation. Oh, Lord, to agitate you and keep you on edge.
God, help us. Yes.
Have I hit anybody?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You say, Brother Tommy, I'm above it all. Stay there.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Stay there if you are.
That stuff don't bother me, Brother Tommy. I'm saved. Huh.
Well.
I don't think you're fighting the same devil I'm fighting.
That's exactly right.
Sister Maria, I had these battles.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Pull a muscle in my chest, lifting something heavy.
I know it couldn't lift you.
And just pull a muscle right here in the chest.
Yeah, chest wall.
You know what the devil will do within an hour? You're having a heart attack. I tell you, I'm honest.
You're having a heart attack and your arteries are pump clogged up. They're probably already 90% clogged up.
I guarantee it. It's true.
That's how Satan operates.
Yeah. Keeps a fear on
Lord, have mercy. You ever been there? You ever have the enemy when things go wrong and just badger you with it and say, this is what's wrong. This is what you've done.
Mm-hmm. That's what he does.
You brought it on yourself.
Yeah. That's what he tells you.
Oh, God, have mercy. Sakes alive.
Yeah.
You ain't worthy.
You ain't worthy.
You ain't as good as so-and-so. This brother over here's a lot closer to God than you are. This sister over here, she's got the anointing. You ain't got nothing. Huh?
Yeah.
Come on. Raise your little hand. Say, God, help us, Lord, in these mind battles. Help us, sweet Jesus. Praise be the Lord. Charlie, this thing's real. It's real. He'll keep you.
You don't
have to worry about tomorrow. Hallelujah. I know who holds tomorrow. Hallelujah to God.
His name is Jesus.
Tell us, Isaiah, the prophet of God. Can you tell us? He said, yes, I will. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt.
Come on.
There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. I want you to know that this restlessness is not just controlling and hitting the sinner, but it's a reaching and trying to affect God's people in this last hour. People are struggling with their troubles and with their trials. Have you ever been to the ocean? Raise your hand. How many's been to the ocean? You stand there and it's. I'm telling you, it's restless.
Yeah.
It's always noisy when the waves come crashing in.
Right.
There's never no silence day or night. And it'll come up around your feet and the waves will go by. You can watch that grime and that sand and that field go out. And it comes back in. That's exactly what the devil will do.
Yeah.
He'll roll in with a bunch of trouble and make you restless. And all you hear is the enemy, the voice of the enemy, howling in your mind. I tell you what we need, Chester, is to hear the voice of Almighty God. Raise your hand. What we need is the Spirit of the living God to speak peace to us. How many knows He still calms the rage of waters? He can speak unto the winds and the waves, and they obey Him. When He says, peace be still, hey, there's a great calm. Ain't you glad of that? You can have a calm down in your heart. And you can lay your head on your pillow tonight and say, this ain't nothing but the devil. I got Jesus and I don't have to worry. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you what's killing a lot of people. If you keep up the news all the time, you read the bad news in the papers, and you see it on your phone, and you read it, and you look at it.
Depression.
God's been checking me, Brother Tom, about it. I see all this bad news on my phone pops up, and things pop up, the headlines. War with Iran.
Yeah.
On the verge of nuclear war. Did you know bad news does something here?
It does.
It paints a picture of gloom and doom, and it gets right down in your heart. It'll make a piece out of you.
It's true.
It'll do it.
Been there.
This is a picture that Jesus gave us right before he returns to rapture his children out of here. Listen, Luke 21, Jesus said there would be fearful sights and great signs in the earth and in the heavens. Distress of nations.
Yeah.
With perplexity. Do you know what the Greek word for perplexity means? It's a picture of a man sitting. He's a sitting there with his face buried in his hands, worried, not knowing which way to turn or what to do.
Yeah.
That having no answer for the problem. That is the condition of our government and our world. They don't have a solution. But how many knows God is the solution today? Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus said there would be perplexity. The sea and the waves are roaring. Listen, men's hearts failing them for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. And I tell you, there's a lot of heart attacks in the natural. But I can tell you there's two different hearts. There is a spiritual heart on the inside of a man. The old physical heart one of these days will get out. We could have a heart attack and be called away into the Lord's arms. But can I tell you, in the spirit of man, in the heart of man, people are collapsing inside spiritually.
Yeah. Yes.
They are. Their hearts, their spirits are failing. After seeing those things that are coming on the earth. Jesus said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. Overcharged.
Yep.
With the cares of this life. So that day come upon you unawares. Do you know what the overcharged in the Greek means?
Well,
Mary's, every now and then we forget, but she'll put stuff in the toaster oven. She'll have, I don't know what, in the kitchen, she'll have going about three or four things on that circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Kapow, ding, 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 and we just lose the toaster oven. It just went plumb off. I said, what happened? She said, I plugged this, pot.
Microwave
and an instant pot pulls a lot of voltage, a lot of amps.
All together,
just pulling it. And all of a sudden, kicks a breaker. You know what happens when the breaker kicks? No power.
No power.
I'm afraid a lot of things we're overloaded with.
Overloaded.
We're overloaded with. And it's kicking the breaker on the inside.
Yes.
It's taking the power out of us, Brother Tom.
Yes.
The cares of life.
Yes.
Overloaded. Overloaded.
Overloaded.
Overcharged. And the heart gives, the spiritual heart gives out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Jesus said, when you see these things, all these things, he said, lift up your head, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh.
Hey.
Until that day, I'm going to close it here just in a minute. Until that day, what can we do to be ready? Brother Tommy, what can I do to get my heart and my mind right and get it in tune with Jesus so that I'll be ready?
Mm.
It's not God's will for us to be tore up, fearful,
right,
worried inside, and not have any peace. It's not God's will.
No.
There is a solution God gave us and a remedy for the heart and the mind. Who's got your Bible? I'd like to read for me. Mm-hmm. Philippians 4 and 6. Whoever gets it, you want to read it?
Yeah.
Philippians 4 and 6.
For nothing.
What's it say?
Be careful for nothing.
All right, hold it. Be careful for nothing.
Right.
Do you know what that word careful in the Greek means? Be not anxious, fearful, and worried about anything. Be careful for nothing. Go ahead with it.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication,
right,
with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
But in what? Everything. What's the key, Brother Tommy? It's prayer.
All right.
And supplication. Seeking God with thanksgiving. Let your needs, your requests be made known unto God. Read 3 verse 7.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
When you pray, you seek the face of the Lord. The peace of God that passes all human understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Shall keep, Brother Tom. Keep in the Greek means to garrison you about and surround your heart and surround your mind through Christ Jesus.
All right.
Oh, Lord. How many knows we need our mind renewed?
Yes.
We need a spiritual mind.
Oh,
and you raise your head and say, Lord, draw my mind and my thoughts up to heaven. Heaven and up on you, God. Give me a spiritual mind.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory, glory, glory. We got something we got to do with our mind. Read verse 8.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Think on these things.
Yeah.
The Bible said, be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world's thinking get in you.
Yeah.
Don't think about the world.
Yeah.
He said, but be transformed means to be changed by the renewing of our mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I mean, I'd say, I want my mind renewed, dear Lord. I want it spiritual.
Yes. Lord,
what Stacy read right there. Listen, whatsoever things are true. Are you thinking about things that are true?
All right.
Is your mind upon true things? Is your mind upon honest things? Is your mind and your thinking upon things that are just, that are righteous? Is your mind thinking about pure things? Is it lovely what you see and what you hear and what you dwell on? Is it lovely things? Come on.
Yeah.
Whatsoever things are of a good report, good news, are you thinking about the good news? Is there any virtue, which means any holiness?
Come on.
Are you thinking on the holy things, the virtuous things? Or is your mind upon the things of praise, thanking God and praising Him? Oh, Jesus, there's something you got to do with your mind. The Lord is a saying, relinquish and give it all to me. Turn everything over to me. Put your life in my hands. I love you and I care, and my love will carry you through. The Bible said, set your affections on things above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God.
Yes.
If they want to come and get a song or musical or whatever they want to do here, I want to give us time to pray. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Can you tell us, Isaiah the prophet, what God told you to tell the people 2,700 years ago? If it was good 2,700 years ago, how many knows it's good for us today?
Yeah.
Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Yeah.
How many in this house today say, Tommy, I need peace in my mind.
Yeah.
I need peace, total, complete peace in my mind,
yes.
Lord. I don't want to be troubled anymore in my mind. I want the peace of God. Would you stand? Are you those that's able to stand in this house here today? Oh, God.
Jesus.
What was it Jesus told us? John 14 and 1. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Brother Tom, it sounds to me like we've got something to say, that we've got the ability. Don't let your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Can we hit on our knees today and say, Lord, I got a better place to go to. Come on. I might be going through it right now. I might be a suffering right now, Brother Ross. I might have my afflictions right now and trials. I tell you, but I got a better place to go to. Hey, Lord, Paul said, to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, help our minds today. Tell the Lord, I need help. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Oh,
there's peace. Peace in this. Can't you feel that peace in the congregation here today? Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is